We'll continue now with the fourth heading that Kaufman wrote, and he titled it Lessons Drawn from These Three Contrasts. First, humility is taught a virtue which is so important that all of the goodness of the Pharisee could not save him without it. And all of the shame and worthiness of the publican could not condemn him as long as he had the humility. People need eternally to be reminded that Jesus was born in a stable, not in a palace. That his apostles were fishermen, they were not Pharisees. It was the common people who heard him, not the leaders. He preached from a throne. He did not preach from a throne of gold or ivory, but from the hillside in a fisherman's boat. The central message of his gospel is for the poor and lonely, and lowly, not for the proud and worldly. The clarion call of the ages is that which Jesus concluded the parable. Everyone that exalts himself shall be humbled, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. Okay, the second conclusion. These teach the vanity and emptiness of self-righteousness. All people are sinners, although it is true that some, like the Pharisee, are not sinners of grosser type, yet their respectability only emphasizes the sins they do have. None are righteous, all have sinned, from Romans 3, and all human righteousnesses are as filthy rags, Isaiah 64. The third point. These teach some vital facts about prayer. A short prayer is better than a long one. Also, prayer should be directed not to ourselves nor to the audience, but to God. Many prayers remind one of a quotation from Barclay describing a certain prayer as the most eloquent prayer ever offered to a Boston audience. So, this commentator, Barclay, obviously did not understand what prayers were for and who they should be to. Prayer should be to God. This Barclay thought that the prayer was to the audience at some Boston location. And Dave Miller gave a little lesson on this one time at Brown Trail, and he mentioned that a prayer is not to be as a sermon. And I think we've all heard people pray to where they're really giving a sermon. It'll go 5 or 10, maybe even 15 minutes. And here they are trying to teach people in the audience. Well, they obviously have a fundamental misunderstanding of what prayer is, because if they were talking to God, well, they're not going to teach God anything. So why should they tell all these things to God of what these people should be doing? Anyway, it's just very much out of place and fundamental misunderstanding. So here is the fourth conclusion that Kaufman drew from these two prayers. These contrasts teach that only the humble are truly great. Earth's genuine heroes are its humble souls walking in the fear of God. Earth's selfish and pompous overlords, ever seeking the chief seats, ever walking in the livery of pride, and ever trimming their words and deeds to accommodate what they fancy to be the spirit of the age. Such are not heroes at all, but are to be pitied. Like Shakespeare's poor players, They strut and fret their hour upon the stage, and then are heard no more. On the contrary, the humble shall be exalted. I will make them to come and worship before your feet. Revelation 3:9. Now Kaufman had a few comments on several phrases in this text. First, I fast twice a week. God had commanded only one day of fasting each year on the Day of Atonement, and the Pharisees had extended this to twice a week. So they had commanded to fast 100 times more than God had. The second phrase, I give tithes of all that I get. Tithes were not due from all gains, but only from the production of fields and cattle. The Pharisees, however, even tithed what they bought. In such things as these, one can see the extent to which they had improved in their view upon God's law. And so, I know that they felt much more righteous since they were going way above and beyond what God had commanded them to do. So they thought that they were much better because of this. But obviously not in God's eyes. The publican standing afar off. Our English translation does not make clear the distinction between the posture assumed by the Pharisee as contrasted with that taken by the publican. Bowles noted that stood in the case of the Pharisee in the original Greek means that he struck a pose or assumed an attitude where he could be seen. So this Pharisee was out like in the middle of the area, and he wanted to make himself prominently seen. And he was making a scene for himself so everyone would look at him and see how great that he actually was. The phrase, God be merciful. This is one of only two places in the New Testament where this word propitiation, or the verb propitiate, is used. The other being Hebrews 2:17. And according to Vine, it has the meaning here of to be merciful to the person as the object of the verb. And be thou merciful to me, a sinner. The brevity of this prayer is astounding. Cox said, the Pharisee's prayer is composed of 35 words. That of the publican is 8 words. As a rule, the deeper the feeling, the fewer the words, and we should have the attitude of the publican. Okay. We will end now with verse 15 here, and about Jesus telling the apostles not to forbid the little children to come unto him. So, Luke 18:15. Then they also brought infants to Jesus that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked him. But Jesus called them to him, the children, and said, let the children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. So, what are the characteristics of children that are the characteristics of those that are in God's kingdom? They're full of love. They're full of kindness. They're full of humility. They are full of trust, which is a synonym for faith. They are pure in heart. A lot of the characteristics that Jesus gives in the Beatitudes are characteristics of children and characteristics of what Jesus said will be required for entrance and remaining in God's kingdom. So we will end there, and Lord willing, we'll pick up with the episode with the rich young ruler next week.